since Admiral Blair and the intelligence community has been talking about doing more insourcing, which is bringing a lot more of these intelligence jobs from the contractors like CACI and Booz Allen and other places and bringing them back into the community as actual positions, there's a couple different ways you want to go about it. I mean, one, you've seen this. CIA and other agencies are really doing a hiring blitz right now. And so I would really suggest that people, you don't need a clearance to get these federal jobs already. People always think that you got to have this top secret clearance to go and work in intelligence, but if you apply to CIA or Defense Intelligence Agency or Office of Naval Intelligence, you don't need a clearance. You just need to go through this process. And then once you go through and you get hired and get a conditional offer, they'll go through the process of going through the background investigation, adjudication, and providing you that clearance. Now, people definitely need to go ahead, and I would recommend they start checking themselves out before they even begin this process. Go to opm.gov/forms and look in the standard forms and download the SF-86 and fill that out even before you say, you know what, I'm going to get a job in intelligence, because that's the security clearance questionnaire, the national security questionnaire, where you can really kind of see what kind of things they're asking about, whether it be drug history or financial issues or mental health issues, use of information, misuse of information technology. If you have anything that's a red flag that may prevent you from getting the clearance right now, you may want to hold off. But if you're good to go, then I would say, you know, go for it, because a lot of these agencies are looking for intelligence analysts, but they're also looking for good support people.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. And not only that, you know, the important thing that that I've always found by filling out background information, the best source of information for you, for your own history, is your credit report. Most of the information about where you've lived, your addresses, all this, that stuff is on your credit report, and you can just go there and it'll tell you, it will pretty much fill in all the blanks for you.
That's right. You know, I always recommend, and that's some great advice, Jane, that I always recommend people download the credit report, get all three credit bureaus, and I think it's maybe even a fourth credit bureau now, but get all the credit bureaus, but then also do a check on yourself. If you live somewhere, go back to the county clerk and then go in and ask for your record. I mean, if you know that you got like a ticket somewhere, or you know you've had a court history somewhere, or you may have ran into some trouble, go in and find out if there's any court records on you. Sometimes people will go in, they may be surprised what's in their actual record. And as you're filling out these forms, then you'll realize, oh, I need to mention this, because you don't want to have a misstep and not mention anything and then being seen as deceptive when it comes, because all these positions, whether it be CIA intelligence, DIA, or if you even FBI intelligence, you're going to have to take a polygraph. And if you're seen as being deceptive at any point where you left off information, then that can harm you, and you may not make it through that polygraph. So you want to go in and do your own kind of background investigation on yourself and then go through that whole process. The other way that people may want to, you know, consider, if you're young or other things like that, some people may consider the military, because the military has a very robust intelligence community, and you can get in there, and they have positions within, whether it be Marine Corps intelligence, Air Force intelligence, Navy intelligence, where you're either an officer or enlisted, and working within that community, getting that training, you know, being deployed into certain areas, and then a lot of times those people will leave the military with their clearances and go right into working directly for the community, whether it be, you know, at the ODNI or FBI or CIA, wherever.
Okay, so Derek, and if you're coming in and you want to apply directly to the agency or to one of the intelligence agencies, if you have a cyber life, you know, should you, is there extra sensitivity in the intelligence community about what might be on your Facebook, et cetera, et cetera?
Definitely, definitely. You know, if you're thinking about doing the intelligence community, what I always tell people is that as you're beginning the process, you really need to go into a need-to-know basis. One, if you do have a Facebook or MySpace page, or you're up on Twitter, you definitely want to, you know, downscale your profile and make it a professional profile. You know, I wouldn't just say completely disappear off the map, because that would look
even more suspicious, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, downscale it. And then, I mean, also, you know, I mean, take, you know, make sure that the pictures you have on there, make sure that, you know, they're professional looking pictures or just family looking pictures. You definitely want to represent yourself the right way on this community. And you don't want to mention anything that deals with, oh, I'm interested in national security, I'm interested in intelligence. I mean, I've seen people who've had things on their Facebook pages that, you know, this is where their career interest was, or LinkedIn, because, you know, they're trying to network. But, you know, I mean, what you have to remember is that you're trying to get a job in intelligence, and there are also counterintelligence people out there who are looking for a way to exploit people. So you really need to downscale yourself and only talk to your family and immediate friends and maybe a counselor or something like that who you may be working with.